Murray, Hart, DiVincenzo, Johnson, and Robinson all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Thursday, April 4th. We're talking FanDuel and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. But the best thing you can do is sign up at Stokastic. NBA's going nowhere. While the regular season is about to end, playoffs are coming and we go nowhere. Projections and ownership are boom bust tool, Sims, the lineup generator, the contest generator, premium Discord, and more. If you're interested in signing up for the NBA, there's a link in the description for you. First up at number five, we've got PJ Washington. He is power forward, center eligible, 6,200, projected for 26. The goal is 30. He's in the winning lineup 32% of the time. We have no Derek Lively here tonight. That could be a mild benefit for Washington. I got him in for 32 minutes, 0.8 fantasy points per minute. Amazing matchup here against Atlanta, who does not have a very good defense. 11.5 points, 6 boards, an assist and a half, 2 stocks. What we really need from PJ Washington is for him to finally make some threes. DeAndre Hunter in at number 4 on the opposite side. Small forward, power forward eligible, 6,100, projected 27, goal 29.5. He's in the winning lineup 35% of the time. Now, this is a big pace-up spot for Atlanta. They've been playing much slower since Trae Young has been out. 17 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a stock for Hunter. The minutes are finally there. He seems to be healthy now. He's playing around 33 minutes a night. Going to be in and around 0.8 to 0.85 fantasy points per minute. Assuming he plays, Jonathan Kuminga in at number 3. Small forward, power forward eligible, 6,600, projected for 32. The goal is 31. He's in the winning lineup 38% of the time. Kind of a tough matchup against Houston. It's not the pace-up matchup you want. It's not the bad defense matchup you want. 19 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, plus a stock and a half. We just need him to play, but he's going to be around 30 minutes, and he's going to be right around a fantasy point per minute. We don't have a lot of value on this slate. Only 4 games on FanDuel. Dante Exum in at number 2. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, 4,200. Projected for 15. The goal is 23. I got him in the winning lineup 43% of the time. We just don't have paydown options right now. We're going to need some more value. 7 points, 3 assists, 2.5 boards, and almost a stock for Exum. Around 0.7 fantasy points per minute. None of it is appealing right now. But we don't have any other ways to pay down. And the expensive guys and the pay down guys run hand in hand. My number one contender for today is Dylan Brooks. I could hear the groans already, but remember, this is a 4-game slate. You got to put 9 guys in your roster no matter what. Shooting guard, small forward eligible. Nice. 4,700, projected for 20. The goal's 25. Winning lineup 50% of the time. I went 28 minutes. He's a 0.7 fantasy point per minute dude. Facing off the Warriors, middle of the pack defense, middle of the pack pace. 12.5 points. 3 boards, 2 assists, and a stock. And I think it's just a better output right now. With no Şengün on the floor, we get a little bit more spacing for Dylan Brooks. But the real appeal here, shooting guard and small forward, on a day like today, that kind of fit is massive. And that's why we're getting to Dylan Brooks. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, April 4th. DraftKings version around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Nothing from me tomorrow. I'm back again Monday morning for another edition of the Contenders.